In this bulletin, parts of northern New South Wales join Greater Sydney and surrounds in lockdown. The world's most comprehensive climate report has been released with stark findings about the human influence on climate change. And AFL player Taylor Walker apologises for racist remarks. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Parts of northern New South Wales have entered a snap one-week lockdown after a man infected with COVID-19 visited the area. The Byron Shire, Richmond Valley, Lismore and Ballina Shire are now all in lockdown for at least a week. Byron Shire Mayor Michael Lyon says an infected man breached Sydney's stay-at-home orders and travelled to Byron Bay, leaving his wife behind in hospital with COVID-19.
So he was travelling, I believe, with a 19-year-old and 15-year-old. He's got a son and a daughter. Yeah, what they're having trouble with is getting information out of them about where they've been. No QR codes are being used. So, you know, I understand they may have been looking at properties all around the different shires. We've got four LGAs now in lockdown through this guy's actions.
Tamworth will also be locked down for 1 week after a woman travelled there from Newcastle while infected with coronavirus. A United Nations climate report has found recent environmental changes are rapid, widespread and intensifying around the world. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, examined global emissions and its findings showed that climate change is clearly human-caused. IPCC Vice Chair Co Barrett says in the next two decades, the global average temperature is expected to reach or exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels.
Human influence is making extreme climate events, including heat waves, heavy rainfall and droughts, more frequent and severe. What's new in this report is that we can now attribute many more changes at the global and regional level to human influence.
The Prime Minister of Greece, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, has apologised for what he's called any weaknesses in the response to the devastating fire that's been burning for a week on the island of Evia. The fire is the most severe of hundreds that have been burning in Greece during its worst heatwave in three decades, where the temperature has reached 45 degrees.
Η έκταση της καταστροφής, ειδικά στην Εύβοια και στην Αττική.
The extent of the disaster, especially in Evia and Attica, blackens everyone's hearts. And I'm the first one to apologise for any weaknesses. I fully understand the pain of those who watched their homes and properties burning, the frustration of those who evacuated from their hometowns, even the anger of those seeking airborne assistance without knowing whether the firefighting aircrafts were operating elsewhere or whether conditions made it impossible for them to fly. A woman who made a criminal complaint of sexual assault against New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has spoken publicly about her allegations. Brittany Commisso worked as an executive assistant to Governor Cuomo and alleges he assaulted her while they were alone in a room in the governor's mansion. The 32-year-old allegations were outlined in a report by the New York Attorney General, which found Governor Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. The 63-year-old, who denies any wrongdoing, is facing the possibility of being impeached. Brittany Commisso has told America's CBS This Morning, Andrew Cuomo needs to be held to account.
What he did to me was a crime. He broke the law. I believe that he groped me, he touched me, not only once, but twice. They started to be hugs with kisses on the cheek, and then there was at one point a hug, and then when he went to go kiss me on the cheek, he quickly turned his head and he kissed me on the lips.
In sport, AFL player Taylor Walker has apologised for a racist remark he made about North Adelaide player Robbie Young. In a video message featuring the two players, Walker apologised to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders for his comments. He admitted he's lost the trust and respect of others and has been fined $20,000.
I'm going to take some time away from the football club to let people heal. I'm now going to educate myself, which is going to take some time. because I want to be better for it, and I want to influence people around me because there's no place for racism in society.
Well, now today's weather: Perth, showers and a possible storm, 15 degrees. Adelaide, high cloud and 20. Mostly sunny and windy in Melbourne, a top of 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, mostly sunny, 22. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, similar conditions, 21. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.